This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for October 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Sikorsky wants to buy a stake in Eclipse Aerospace, and the two companies have announced an agreement in principle to make it happen. New TSA Administrator John Pistoli joined FAA's Randy Babbitt at NBAA to assure attendees that security regulation will be a partnership with the business aviation community. NBAA 2010 has drawn 22,000 registrations, almost 1,100 exhibitors, and 90 aircraft on static display. Some see the show's success as a positive economic indicator for business aviation. The L3 Trilogy backup instrument has been chosen as standard equipment on the new Piper Jet Altair. Piper also announced that Summit Construction Management of Vero Beach, Florida, has been chosen to modify the Piper campus for assembly and completion of the Piper Jet. Rolls-Royce chose NBAA to pull the wraps off the new engine that will power Cessna's new Citation 10. American Legend Aircraft Company says a 1947 Piper J3, restored for one of its customers, has received the 2010 Grand Champion Award at Sentimental Journey Fly-In in Pennsylvania. Innotec Aviation has received multiple FAA STCs for its IQ Airborne High-Speed Internet System for installation on Bombardier Global Express aircraft. European approval is pending. And Frederick Airport in Maryland, home base to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, will get over $5 million in stimulus funding for a new control tower. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Sean Vick, Executive VP of Hawker Beechcraft Corporation, talks with ANN's Tom Patton at NBAA about the new Hawker 200. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.